Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, you didn't get that?
Get what?
Themnutspodcast.com.
Welcome to Them Nuts Podcast Show. I'm the producer, Luis Gomez, hosted by comedians Darius Campbell and Ray Chung, along with Bucky, the executive producer. You can find Them Nuts on all your social media networks, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or follow and listen to us on Podomatic.com.
Nah, they ain't.
Shang, is there anything off limits that we can't talk about?
Not at all.
So we need some Dolph Lundgren-esque.
Start talking about the porn you made, Lundgren. All that nothing?
All of that.
Okay.
Just porn, let me know. We up dead hookers on.
You know he's recording already, baby, because he's Louis, yeah. our producer is sneaky. He'll push play.
Everything.
Yeah, no, not even catch everything.
I didn't know what we wanted. We also wanted to mention the heroin and.
Yeah. That was you cracking an asshole. Yeah.
Whoa.
This was the after school special, right?
Yeah.
This is 3:30, okay. Right up.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right. Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I knew he would tweak up.
Yeah, you know, Jason's on it. He's like, hey, I'm getting excited. What's up, Shang?
What's finally going on?
Come on, baby.
Hey, man, it took forever to get down here, man.
Don't even matter about today. It took forever to manage this.
Talking about today, man. Like, we had to drive around zombies to get to this bitch. It is far.
It isn't that far.
It is far. It was far at... In traffic?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's
very far.
I tried to get you on a Sunday, but you always book, baby. I can't help that.
I've been lucky. I've been booked a lot. Yes.
You are a very busy man.
You're very booked.
HBO, Showtime, BET, Comedy Central.
Looking forward to turning you down some more this year.
Yes. That's basically what I'm
saying. I didn't try. We did not try. I called you.
Yes, you called me all the time. And I really appreciate that, because every time Shang will reach out to say, hey, D, I'm trying to make this, And if the schedules didn't mix, you know what? He'll call me back and say, hey, sorry, we can't do it. Let's do it again, man. And I appreciate you for persistence, man. That's why you've been in the game. For how long?
I've been in the game, Jesus?
20,
yeah, as long as Jesus been in
it. Hold on,
we just talked
about porn and hookers and how long you been in. Let's change the subject.
Let's talk about the Lord. I've been in a very long time, like 20.
And you started in L.A. the whole time?
No, New York. I started in New York. I got out here, and I came out. I was already headlining, so I didn't have to jump through as many hoops.
Yes.
Because I came out with tape. I sent a bunch of tapes out here and booked myself. So when I moved here, I was already working. I was already working all the rooms and booked. And I showcased for the improv from a recommendation from the improv in New York. So I immediately got in.
So how long have you been out in the L.A. area?
How old is Cam now?
I saw his ass yesterday.
I thought he was
your daddy.
That's Gerard. Yeah,
tell him who's on the mic. Tell who's talking.
Gerard Guillory, BET, Mad TV.
Asked another dude how old your son is. Is that what just happened?
Yeah, well, he knows.
I've known him for years and years and years, but I haven't seen him in quite some time. And he came around the corner yesterday, tall and deep ass voice. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you haven't seen him in a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
he got gigantic. I mean.
You know, when you get older, long time. You be trying to stay the same age, but when you're young, you try to get old.
Yeah, real quick.
So when you get old and you see somebody you knew young, you become a really old motherfucker swiftly. Like, all that.
Like, you just age.
All that just, just for me, but, and just wash right out, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been out here for.
What do you think is the easier crowd, LA or New York crowd?
LA, by far. Like, much. New York will boo you. Within the first, this is different. White crowd is different than black crowd out here. Black crowd over there will boo you, give you about 15 seconds.
Apollo, huh?
10, 15 seconds. If you do some corny shit, it's a wrap. They'll boo you. They'll throw like dead, like puppy fetuses at you.
Damn.
Like, they really are hardcore.
Dead
and then here,
sold at the comedy club concession.
They sell bags of them. Like, in case this dude's horrible. I say by far.
Pick up your number one finger and your dead fetus. Yes. Pick up your number one finger and dead fetus.
Yeah. But no, it's by far. And New York crowds are better. I know this sounds like I'm hating, but it's better because, one, there's more places to work out. There's more diverse crowds, so it's a better look, if that makes sense.
What about Los Angeles, where the audience is the star?
Yeah.
I was going to say, isn't it harder, like, fill a crowd in L.A. rather than New York, though?
What, to get asses in seats?
Yeah.
No.
No?
What, for me? No, I'm not being weird like that. I'm not being cocky. I'm serious.
For, the, for those
I
of
really
you not,
get it in when it
watching
comes to
the
that.
Podcast, Shang had his hand on his dick when he said that. For me, motherfucker?
You mean for me? I don't know about the rest of you.
With
oh, you know, you know why?
Motherfuckers on the panel.
I don't know about y'all, but no, you know what it is? I really go hard in the paint when it comes to
promotions. Wait, Shang, isn't the movie Hercules coming out already? You did knock a Hercules out in this room.
No, I'm saying, I really do pretty well with asses and seats. I mean, I've always focused on that more than I did industry. That's why it's taken me a longer time to get it really popping with industry, because I'm good with general public, real good with general public. And my social media is gangster. So
my career hadn't really moved properly because I was just really focused on the asses.
Yeah, he was.
You got to be focused on the ass in seats.
Yeah, but
the ass on the seat.
But New York comes out though. New York crowds come out. L.A. comes out. They definitely come out.
They're just more bougie.
They come out, but they're like looking for the next big thing instead of watching the stage sometime.
Yeah, so they're looking around the room,
especially in Hollywood. Yeah,
they're looking around the room to see who's walking in to watch.
You know, right. especially with the urban, like when you think about the urban TV shows like Comic View and Def Jam, you got models and dancers and shit sitting up on the stage. You know, the people who show up are beautiful, beautiful people. And it's almost like it's their show, you know.
Correct.
Like,
that's why I just walk up and just punch one of them. Look at this bitch.
Damn you.
Look at this bitch. Pow!
Yeah.
Just bad.
Opening but not, always kills.
Yeah.
But yes. Nah, man, I'd say New York crowds, not only that, New York crowds, I think from a supportive standpoint, they support the craft more. Mm-hmm. And whereas in here, it's more credit heavy. You got to have some serious credits. Where there, they're like, no, if you're really good, we just want to come see you.
Yeah, so we want to respect.
So you could be the newest guy. You could be doing it 6 months. If they dig you, they dig you. Here, 6 months is like, well, what shows have you been on? What have you? No, I mean, that sounds bad, but it's like, what have you done?
Yeah.
We haven't seen you. I don't
Janet
know.
Janet Jackson on your ass. What have you done lately?
So do you go back and forth from New York, mm-hmm. LA a lot? You still got.
We was talking. I left, came back. Left again, came back, and I called you up to get this straight, to come down here to do this.
Yes, he did. He got back from his East Coast trip, and he said, hey, I want to be on Them Nuts before I go out to
I didn't say I want to be on Them Nuts.
Wait, he want to be on the podcast.
Well, I mean on the podcast.
Tell him it was implied.
Yeah. All right, my bad, our name is Them Nuts.
I know Them Nuts. It's just everything you say makes it sound like on some faggotry shit. Don't it? Like... So Shang was on Them Nuts, like, whoa. No, I wasn't.
Did you know that it was all dudes here? We're sitting like it's the V.
I know.
We're sitting real close. You know, we don't even got Barbara Walters on this bitch.
No. This circle jerk shit is not for me.
We got some females coming in. We got females coming in a little later so that they can balance out
this estrogen. Yeah. Put some estrogen in
there. Yeah, because they need to. We have the dog running around jumping on each other's lap.
I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
Like, comedy wise, what do you think is the hardest crowd for you? I mean, can you do a small crowd? What's a big crowd or a smaller crowd? Because some people say small crowds is tougher to do a small crowd. I think
for who, Ray or for myself?
You.
For me, I think
D had his hand on his nuts.
While Darius is grabbing his nuts, Darius said, "Hey, normally
I only need one.
Yeah,
I only need
fuck
one.
You. Normally." I think small crowds is harder to work.
Yeah.
And larger crowds, I just excel in. But I had a couple of shows not too long ago where I did small crowds, very small crowds. And
three people.
Yeah. Well, one almost felt like it was three people. Came out there and I fucking just spammed it.
Well,
and
so yeah.
Yeah. But it's different. But for me, normally I love large crowds. I love doing larger shows. I love when I know I'm going to get 100 or so people in the audience. But I don't know, Ray, how you feel. Ray's more the worker. Ray goes out and Ray say, hey, let's go to open mic still. I'm like, I'm done with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wish I did more open mics. I mean, but I do. I mean, but I can't. I just
not at your level.
No, I want to.
You got the time for it, huh?
No, it's just time-wise. It's a time thing. It's not I would do that shit in a heartbeat. I don't care what nobody thinks. I think that I've been, as long as I've been doing it, I got a lot of material, but I still need...
You still gotta work on your jumper.
Yeah, my jumper is still
Matt Sly said, you gotta work on your jumper.
Yeah, but my inside game
You got that?
Yeah. Well, his inside game
my
is
inside game is pretty hard.
Yeah, inside game is on tight.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just saying.
Yeah,
he was a good, nice call. Wait,
that's
a
this
nice
is gonna call be the callback to grab your nuts while you speak.
Well, that's the whole theme of this shit.
Nobody put your hand up. I see you have your hand on your nuts. Somebody wants to say something. He's got his hand on his nuts.
I got my hand on my nuts right now.
All right, Mac, what you got to say, baby?
No, I just think that a lot of comics that I've seen, that when it comes to smaller crowds, they get shook.
Yeah.
Like,
It's a different mentality.
It's a different beast because of the drilling.
I don't.
Because you can't, like, scream your jokes at them, you know? Like, it's more of a conversation. And I'm telling you, like, for me, everyone likes bigger crowds, obviously. It's my more energy. It's a little bit easier. But if you can make a small crowd laugh, that's an awesome thing.
It makes you better.
Well, here's the thing. When you take, like, let's say you do a bit, you're working on a bit that you've done in a big crowd, and you do it in a small crowd, you're probably not going to get the response that the big crowd gives you. So it's going to push you a little bit further. When you finally get a decent laugh from an itty-bitty crowd, when you take that same bit back to a bigger room, it's going to blow the socks off. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like working a muscle. We're talking about shooting jumper. Exactly. They're very specific. Big show things are specific to big shows. You can take some of the things and apply them to small shows. Right. You know what I'm saying? But it's a science, man, for real. And you got to have
But did you feel that even comedy, that from our own standpoint, is a science? Because you have to always judge your room. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because you can never go in. From my these guys probably never see me do the same set from what they say. I love hosting. I love hosting. Mm-hmm. I love coming out. I love hosting. I don't know why. It's something that my niche. That's my niche. It's like hosting.
It's a free, free.
Yeah, because it's a free gift for me to show my experience, and then I can throw in a bit here, and that. But every time I go out, I have to judge the room and say, hey, this is what they're going to give them. This is what I'm going to give them. And for, you know, six, 7 years, that's how I've been doing it. And it works for me. So you've been in the game for. Ever. Have you ever
you
just
said
been a show?
Like forever. You ain't did shit yet.
Right. No, hold on.
I've been doing it forever.
You was doing
shows when there was wooden mics.
Oh, come on, Shay.
You finally made it.
This is the pinnacle of my shit.
You got it.
Wait.
Forget all the other shit I did.
This is the Oscars of comedy right here.
Hey, I'm going to switch the phase up real quick. I'm not grabbing my nuts. I'm showing my ass to all these guys and telling them to kiss it. But come on, man.
No, honestly. Like, I have been doing it a long time, but I still feel like I see new guys. They could still be a guy that's been doing it 6 months can be as good as somebody who's been doing it 20 that easily.
Well, that's on a night-to-night basis, though. I mean, you're probably, like, consistent, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's the one thing I'm...
Someone's 6 months, I mean, he's going to have a good show, and have a bad show, good show, bad show. But you probably, you know, at bare minimum, you know...
I'm lucky. I've been really consistent. Yeah. I mean, and it's not... I've been lucky.
Because
I just... My grind... See, that's the thing. I know I'm funny. I'm at a point where I know I'm funny. It's not that. It's your grind. And I am holding my nuts. No, but I'm saying I know because I've been doing it too long. I'm old.
So how long did it take you before you're like comfortable saying, you know what, I'm funny?
10 years.
10 years?
10 years. It took 10 years. And actually, I'm name dropping. Jamie Foxx is the one that it made me click. I saw him at an airport and he was like, you know, he said, don't let nobody tell you you're not funny because... especially with black comics, if you're funny to every demographic.
Yeah.
See, this is sounds here's where it gets into race.
No. Your show.
No, I'm saying no. Because a lot of time white comics can be just funny to white people, where black comics you gotta be funny to everybody. And so that's the thing. I'm doing Latino shows, white, black, Asian, Eskimo, I don't give a shit. And you gotta be funny.
Explain that. Why does a black comic gotta be funny to everybody?
Well, Shane, no, before we
just
get
like you have to work twice as hard in society.
That's
Shane, let me
everything.
Ask you this question
that's
because you know because can we jump on this race thing real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Because swing low.
Let's get Django.
Black
and
corn.
He's sitting there going, okay. "This is bullshit."
And he's Mexican, so and he looks white.
I know.
Yeah. I know, but because I.
I know.
Jason, we all know you're the only white guy. Jason, relax.
No.
That's why he's standing up.
You know, I just want to know, Shane, what race are you?
Black.
That's what I thought. Somebody tell me you're Samoan, man. And I was like, no.
I'm big. He's a big nigga.
He's just a big, light nigga.
No, I really believe that. I mean, I see how the separatism of it. I see that where they have Chocolate Sunday and More Better Monday and Funky Friday.
Isn't that specific to the comedian? Like, some comedians just work in certain rooms. They don't necessarily cross over.
I'll disagree with that.
Why?
Because black comedy, as we know, it didn't start until 1992. Prior to that, your ass started with Sam Kennison and so forth. And so he didn't bring his ass to Harlem to jump on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you started where they started, where comedians started.
But I could. But the thing is, I could go down to do Harlem.
No.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but that's an anomaly. That's an anomaly.
Yeah, Bill Cosby.
Stand up when he the chair, the early one. What?
Himself?
Yeah.
What about it?
That was probably our earliest influence of black comedy.
No. But that's
your earliest influence of black comedy.
I'm sorry. He was a black comedian, but black comedy as we know it.
Okay.
Def Jam era and so forth.
True.
Prior to that, the Chitlin' Circuit term has been around. It
forever.
Precedes all of that.
Yeah.
Was that Mayberry? What was her name?
Mom's Maybe.
Mom's Maybe.
Yeah, but
but what we know about George Burns and Uncle Milton Berle and all of those guys who went to the Cotton Club, the most tenured my entertainer lady. In the room, cell phone on.
No, my lady come. My bad. Well,
hey, do what you think, baby. That's what we all ready
turning
for.
Turning down. I'm turning down.
You're going to wait till I get into this real science over here.
Well, you get to a real intellectual
conversation. But what I'm
that
saying.
That was him. He just walked over there and texted you real quick.
I'm saying that is.
What I'm saying is that it came before. It comes before. Like, once. Here's my thing about it. Comedy belongs basically to the group of people who were persecuted most recently. All the comedy clubs, all that stuff is even to this day, is Jewish owned. When you get around Jewish comics, that's all you hear. That's the punchline is that I'm Jewish. That's why I'm selfish. I'm Jewish. That's why I'm stingy. I'm Jewish. I got all the money.
You ain't going to never work talking this shit.
I'm just saying. Hey. I just had to introduce
you
myself.
You might as well
to them nuts.
You didn't know his hat. He has a yarmulke.
Hey.
What did the black bastard say?
For any Jewish people listening, I did not have my hand on my nuts when I said it.
Them nuts is not responsible for the
disclaimer. Nah, fuck that. It wasn't up before I started speaking. No, the next thing that happened in racial comedy was the whole black thing in the 90s. Because, like I said, Bill Cosby didn't start off in a black ass room. Richard Pryor didn't start off in a black room. You
Correct.
Know what I mean? He walked off the stage and that shit left and came back as the Richard Pryor we know. But if you go all the way back and look at him in the black,
he looked like
shows,
he was doing Bill Cosby.
He was doing straight up square biz comedy because that was all that comedy was. There was no
Carson.
There was that JoJo, the movie JoJo.
You never even got a chance to be on Carson. Even Dick Gregory's black ass wasn't doing black comedy. You know, if you were a comedian doing comedy in 1940, 1950, you were just doing comedy. You had to do it in places where, like I said, where Milton Berle and them were welcome, and they would watch what was going on, and then they would go to the clubs where black people were not welcome and do the shit the same night. And comedy hasn't changed at all in that. The dudes who are working are peeping in. You watch a sitcom and go to the Laugh Factory, you're going to hear two jokes that match.
Yeah.
But so you're not basically taking your joke and putting it.
That's
like Elvis did with rock and roll.
Same thing.
So what you're saying is that we're trying to say that
we didn't make them nuts a very edgy.
No.
Tune in this week for a very
and
special
then the white
episode.
Man, what the fuck happened?
You're saying it didn't. You're saying black comedy didn't start till '92, and
as we know it,
right?
As you know it, Martin Lawrence.
What we're talking
about, Martin Lawrence.
Shane was saying there's crossover appeal, and I was saying there's some comics you don't play a certain type of rooms. Alt room comics, for example, or whatever, like, you know, like
clean comics
stuff. So like
church comic, Christian.
So what are you saying?
But we've seen, but I know Shane will attest. I won't even look in his direction.
Yeah.
I know there's a black comic who can play all clean in a thuggish ass room.
Right. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So you don't have to always be in the clean room to do clean comedy.
I mean, those are the more flexible and better comics.
But what happens is with all of this segregated comedy, you have Mexican comics who think they can only play Latino rooms.
Okay.
You got black comics who
think
they can only play.
So you're saying to these comics that they should try to do
other rooms.
Well, we should do everywhere. We're not be funny to everybody.
Race comedians. Yeah,
so basically,
comedians.
Take your repertoire and make it to everything instead of.
I want to be funny to everybody. Yeah.
It's the basis of humor.
That's what. If you really want to get to the next stage, though, you have to make the universe laugh.
Right. You gotta go in with each. I don't care who's in the audience and be super confident. And people think that that's cockiness. I love Kanye West. People say he's crazy. It's like, yo, he said you got to have an insane amount of confidence to want to be at that level. The dude that just freaked out.
Richard Sherman?
Yo, man, he's like, I'm the best QB ever. Y'all, kiss my ass and crab tree. I hope your family die. Yeah. Whatever. He's right. You got
to
be
my motto is, I'm fairly new to the comedy game, but you got to turn up. You know what I mean? Wherever you at. I'm from the L.A. area, but I started comedy in O.C. You know, I've been around black people my whole life, so that's natural to me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But my comedy, I started it at Max Bloom's. Everybody in there is white.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I feel like that's a blessing to me because I'm able to work them now.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
So when I come back to go to Compton or whatever, I got a little bit of
yeah, I try to avoid to do the shows in Compton. I'm going to keep it real. That shit's for the birds. Fuck that.
He wants to get paid.
Yeah, that old. Yeah. Nah, Compton, that old two gun minimum to get in the club. That old fucking. Yeah, you got a knife, you can get in. Yeah, fuck that.
What are we looking at?
Yeah. Michelle, yeah, but that hood shit. I used to do that hood shit. I'm not trying to get hood props no more. I done been there, done that.
No.
I done did the most thugged out rooms.
Tell me the worst thugged out room you've done.
Yo,
I'm going to ask you
Jersey,
next.
Place in Jersey for Bob Sumner was the most. You know which room that. Yeah.
Were you both together? Were you together?
No, you know.
Oh, okay. You know, I've been around for a long time, too. You talking about Peppermint.
Peppermint Lounge was one of the worst. And then here was the Fun House back in the day. Garbage. Hot garbage.
What you got?
My lineage in comedy, I came up in Atlanta, Georgia. I come up under, my mentors are, Bruce was the first dude who ever handed me
Bruce
microphone. And my mentor is Earthquake.
Okay.
I was raised under those two dudes in comedy. Bruce hosted a room. Again, I'm not even going to look at Shang. I want you, he knows exactly what I'm going to talk about. It's a club called 559.
Oh, that was horrible. Oh.
It doesn't exist anymore. It was a part of a tour. It was the most no crime was being committed in the city of Atlanta while this show was going on. Anyone who could be accused of it. And they would boo you all. It was the most ridiculous thing ever. Between there and the club I started was where they had the club here. The
Frozen Palace?
I started at a comedy act.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there was a comedy act in L.A. Woo. That's where Robin Harris and Martin Lawrence and all those guys. And the affiliate in Atlanta. Now, you know Debo. Everybody knows who Debo is. Tiny Lister. He stopped doing this maybe a week or two before I started doing comedy. But if you were not funny, it would be nothing for him to come on stage and grab you by your throat and toss you into the audience. So comics would be leaving the club with chicken wings and wine.
What?
And,
it
was.
I was I don't lucky know I didn't have
a of a rougher uh-uh. place to do comedy than Atlanta in the 90s.
It's bad.
That's rough, dude.
I mean, Debo toss you into the.
Debo in the audience.
Yo, but I was so, like, even when I first started and then I tried to play mainstream and that was horrible and then I went back to my normal shit. I was so aggressive that, no, that wouldn't have happened. I would have fought him on the stage. I was one of those people who fight audience members in a heartbeat. Like, literally, like a heckler. I'd be like, yo, I'm going to fuck you up as soon as I get off the stage. Yeah. And he thought I was joking. Then I stepped to him like, yo, you thought I was bullshit. Flat out. We fighting, dude.
Yeah. Fight. You said fight words, motherfucker.
Yeah, like I was really aggressive. I was super duper aggressive. But it worked for me. It worked for me, at least in New York. And then I got out here, and I had to learn how to finesse it a little bit more. And because I was militant. You know, I remember that was when I was, like, really militant on stage. I was like, if I made Paul Mooney go, now, nigga, stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was really bad. So, I mean, I think that when I finesse it, I still keep that same energy and aggression, but I finesse it more. I know when to, you know, pull back and... You don't really want to do the abortion bit right at the top of your set.
Not on Mother's Day.
Yeah. You don't want to. You know, I'll pull back on my abortion bit.
Yeah, that might be great to pull back on.
Yeah, and then, you know, if there's a lot of women in the audience who want to do the mouth rape joke.
Oh, yeah.
You want to pull back on the mouth rape joke. You know, you don't want to open with that.
Nah, that's a good one.
Yeah. He said, that's a good idea.
I love that one.
You want to do the rape joke.
So, no, but so let's get out of the comedy for a minute, though. What is up with the movies? I saw The Trunked.
Yeah, I got that coming out. I got Trunk coming out. I'm doing one for Sci-Fi. Don't even laugh. Y'all about to clown me. Pumpkinhead 6. Yeah.
Wait. It's a scary movie, right?
Yep.
Do you die in it?
No, I live.
Okay. Oh, nice. Black guy lives. Black guy lives. Black guy lives.
I'm doing that. And then
it's good enough for them to have number 6.
Yeah. So I mean, it's making, I'm getting the check. So.
And we're going to be positive and thinking since you maintain your life in 6, there's seven.
I might be a seven. Right. Yeah. So
that's when they kill his ass. That's when the black guy gets died out first.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm doing mostly independent stuff, but the next one, it got picked up on all the festivals, The Trunked.
Yeah.
Got picked up on all the festivals. So, and then another one's horrible, another horrible ass movie with all the people from, the female actresses from Road Rules, MTV Road Rules.
Oh, shit.
They're the stars. I'm actually just the cop that. It's called Satan Summer.
No.
And it's fucking horrible. But they're giving me 5 racks. So
I was about to say. Check mustard. You must have just spent the last one.
Yes.
That
one.
So were you hanging out with these Road Rules chicks?
No.
You got just own separate.
No, because there's the 3 scenes where I'm leading the. I'll tell you, the plot is so stupid. It's a bunch of sorority girls that have worshipped Satan, and the one girl's trying to get out of the sorority, and she comes to me, thinks I'm on her side. I'm a cop, and she thinks, oh, he's going to take me back to the precinct. And I actually take her right back to the sacrifice thing. And she turns to me and says, but I thought you were here to protect. I mean, horrible. I thought you were here to protect me. And it said, it's just horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And then right into the mouth rage.
Yeah, good.
But no, I mean, it's weird. I've been getting all these like shitty, like, now Trunked is actually one with a budget and quality. And yeah that one was good.
That sounded good.
It's about a bachelor party that they, see, I can tell you.
Don't spoil it, but just tell us about it.
No, it's fine. Whatever.
All the girls from Bad Girls Club.
All the girls from Bad Girls Club. No, and in fact, in that one, it's all Comedy Central comics that are, it's four dudes are having a bachelor party. They rent one of my ladies and kill her. They accidentally kill her. One of them's the son of the mayor, and they try to return her like she's a fucking lawnmower to me. And I'm like, no, you've just cost me $500,000. I need it by tomorrow morning, or I'm telling the mayor, I'm going to bust you out in front of everybody, and the mayor's son is going to go to jail, whatever. And so they go on a robbing, killing, murdering spree to get the money in one night back to me.
So you're a pimp.
I'm a pimp, but you never know it until maybe middle of the movie.
I caught it when you said that.
Yeah, one of my ladies. No, like literally.
Got it when he
no,
was like,
but
they brought the bitch back to me broke.
I played it. You know what? Yeah, but I played it. No, when I read for it, everybody read for it like real pimpish. Like, let me tell you bitches something, baby. And I read it like a businessman. And so I got it because I read like, I did a totally different take on it. No sugar free, no. And that's why the producer was like, no, I like the fact that you don't know he's a pimp. Like the first 15 minutes, you would never think that I was the pimp.
Yeah, because that's good, because I know some pimps, and pimps are
they're business.
They don't like everybody.
Nowadays,
they
it's not like Goldie back on the Mac. You know, it's
no.
Like Superfly.
I don't give a fuck what you're going through. Get me my money.
You know what bothers me? What bothers you, nigga?
None of that. So, I mean, Trunked is. It got picked up in the, which is cool. We just found out we got picked up in the National Britain Comedy Festival. And we're going to be the featured film, and that we got picked up in all the other film festivals, and so. That's a good thing.
So you gotta go to all these places.
I'm only going to a couple of them because I'm booked. I can't do that one, and then I'm not touring as much on purpose. I know that sounds crazy. Comics like, and I just want to be home with my kids. I got 2 boys, and I hate being gone for like long periods of time. So
because you want to be around them because they're at that age.
Yeah, I just I can't bounce all the time, and so I was on the road with a comic. He came home, and his son didn't know him. And that fucked my head up. Like, his son was like, "Who are you?" And mother had to say, "Well, that's your dad." And I was like, "Yo, that shit is never happening."
That's my scariest word,
little brother.
Yeah, I have two little boys at home, and I got an older daughter who knows. And she's hurt. My older daughter's like, "Hey, you better get out there and get money." But my sons are like, "Don't give a damn if they get a game or something. Come home." Okay. And so I've been
trying to limit. Want you.
They don't care. They don't care.
So like, I mean, Daddy. I'm at a weird crossroad with that, but. I've been lucky from a standpoint of comedy, but the general public, comedy clubs, and just asses and seats. That's why it wasn't a cocky thing. I grind. I mean, I really
go
hard.
You've been grinding for a while, too.
Yeah, though. I mean, I have through my website, I have 1.8 million people on my email list. I use social media, like even on my people make fun of it, but Black Planet is the number fourth biggest social media site.
True.
Black Planet is number four. It's number fourth biggest, and it's number three in revenue.
You know what, though?
You know why?
But even other people that are in black always reference
Black Planet. Black Planet is 30% white, 10% Asian, 10% Latino, rest is black.
Yeah.
Because, and also, when they sell, when they're trying to sell stuff... No, it's true.
No doubt. But, you know, Seattle's a place where, you know, if you like something other than black women, that's... you know,
what? Whoa. Did you just say Seattle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm from Seattle.
I'm not banging
I just did
town.
Seattle.
What I'm saying is...
Tacoma, I mean.
Everybody's been somewhere. You know that if you're a black dude, you know that the white girls around here like black... You either know it at baggage claim or the last place you stop to get gas. There's a white chick with big earrings or something like that. You'd be like, "Man, we're gonna tear these white bitches up while we're
Let
me put this in my.
You're making
phone.
Him feel uncomfortable, Jay.
No, he wants.
Start tricking off here.
Yeah. Well, listen, don't do that.
They got a site. It's Black Planet. They got everything you need.
No, but like for instance, I'll give you an example. Like I got about 640,000 people on Black Planet, and the reason I went so hard at that, and also Mi Gente is the largest Latino, English speaking Latino. Social media site, and the reason advertisers go to those because it's a target demographic. That's why they spend so much money on there. If they want to break a new shoe, if they want to break Ciroc, that's the first place that he went to. So that's why it's so valuable, and corporations know that. Nike spends a grip. That's why Black Planet more than Instagram.
And Louis. Was my Black Planet Them Nuts site.
Right.
You better listen.
Where are the buyers? Where are the people that buy? So that's why I wanted to build my stuff up on that. And I just start really going hard on the Twitter and the Instagram. My Instagram's doing great now because I figured a way to cross-promote it. And there's a program named Twins. If you use a program named Twins, it actually builds your Instagram and Twitter up.
Whoa, stop.
What?
Are we sponsored by Twins?
I'll actually listen to this episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Go on.
No, it's a free program. And you attach it to your Twitter, and you'll get 500 to 1,000 more people a week if you work it right, because you have to put certain meta tags that drives people that like what you like. If you put a meta tag of what you like, say, I'm in the MMA, and I like boxing, so I'll put that at the top. Anybody that's in the MMA, once you sign up on this, it sends your page to the top of their page. People who like the same shit add each other faster. Period. That's just natural nature.
Yeah.
And
he likes what I like, and there's like
he likes the same band. Or if you hashtag a band,
yeah. Because I want to break. But the other day I was surprised and showing my wife in the car because I was ecstatic because I had 51 new followers on my Twitter.
Yeah.
And I didn't
that's
know how
a big day.
And, no, but it was Shang because I said I'm Shang in the audience, and it is obviously Shang. So I was like, hey, honey, look. I said, Shane's coming to the studio, and then Shane, I'm like, hey, honey,
I have
51 new followers in one day. Just said, this nigga's good. No. And guess who one of our followers?
What?
Richard Sherman.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he's killing it right now.
He's done.
He got like five kids on YouTube.
Wait. So Richard Sherman is following you, or is he
Them Nuts? No, Richard Sherman is following Darius Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and not Them Nuts.
No,
yeah, there's Nuts on it.
Yeah, The Nuts. Because my Instagram and my Lambgram.
The most I've gotten in a day was 7,000 people.
Okay, hold on. That makes my 51.
I want to go ahead.
No, I'm going to tell you why. No, I'm going to tell you a way to do it.
Pull back my statement on 51.
I said 51, feel all excited. He said, hey, take your little nuts and smash them.
No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying that you can do 7,000. I did a show. You can do better. I did Dr. Phil. No bullshit. I did Dr. Phil, and they had me on there to basically make jokes about older men with younger women. And he said, hey, I just want everybody to know, follow him on Twitter.
Oh, man.
That was it.
Dr. Really? Phil said it.
It's all you got to do is get on Dr. Phil.
Yes.
But I've done it.
Dr. Phil.
But I've done it in ways where you cross-promote and you got comics that have more followers than you do tweets for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So say if I send out a tweet of yours or I retweet yours, that's where you build it up. So I know a lot of people who just crush me, like Michael Blackson got 400,000 followers.
Yeah, I saw that.
So what I'll do is Michael Blackson, I'll say, yo, send a thing out for me and tell your people to follow me. So that's what makes my thing jump. And I'm constantly telling people to follow me on Twitter.
Yo, Shane, tell your people to follow my people.
There you go.
And
no,
I got you, baby.
No, I mean,
yo, because yo, your 25 people that follow me now, you better follow Shane, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, and
you're gonna have 7,051 now.
Yep.
Congratulations.
And everybody that's listening, make sure you check out the website iamshang.com. You sign up on that. Twitter is Comedian Shang. Instagram is Comedian Shang. Definitely get at me. And anybody that signs up that says the word Dem Nuts, you get free passes to the Improv and the Laugh Factory Comedy Club for you and all your family.
Now, Shane, I know you got another show tonight.
Yeah.
So I know you got to get out of here.
We both hitting it.
I just got one more.
Are you gonna get down on it? Yeah, we got time.
Yeah, we got time. We got like 5 minutes.
I'm saying that there's they're doing a show over there. It's not far in Santa Ana.
Yes.
And
Original Mics.
They said it's gonna be a lot of people over there. It's gonna be pretty packed. So last time I did it, it was bananas. It was great. And the comics, only one comic did bad because he didn't, like, he did two jokes and one of them didn't work. And instead of keep going, he kept saying how bad that joke did.
Mm.
You never do. I'm going to tell anybody that's listening to comedy, if you're a comic listening to this, never stay on a bad joke. Yes. Once it didn't work,
move.
Go on to your next shit.
Yeah.
When you should be writing new shit anyway.
Yeah, and no, but it's not even that. If you
nobody
say
nobody even knows, you got to move past it. Anyway.
Move that joke. Move past that joke.
Look at it like this.
Last night he did.
Let him finish this.
Yeah.
No, we did Pachanga. We did not. No, we not Pachanga. We did Sandman Well Casino, and like you did the shit about tapping your dick on the shoulder, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It's,
so like what I'm saying is,
I'm a big fan of that.
And the joke. And he milked that joke, like, and it got a joke that would normally get like maybe two big laughs. It got five big laughs because he kept milking it, like, you know, with the bottle cap.
I sprinkled. The 51 people listening who know me, thousands of followers listening. That's what I pride myself on writing. But I'm like you though too. I like the host. But I also pride myself in writing and maxing.
Because you're going to get, because we have a show we got February 8th up in Barstow where Ray and I are doing. We're featuring both of our.
That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it's natural.
We've done Barstow a couple times. We love it.
That shit was pretty good up there.
Yeah, dude. It's natural. It's just, it's like they're opened up. Their arms are open. They want just hugs.
You know where is really good?
Everybody going to be in the building because Barstow
ain't got shit else to do. But you know what is a great place?
It's a walk-up town.
In California.
Barstow is a walk-up town.
San Diego is one of the best markets, I think, period. San Diego, got a comedy club down there, the Madhouse.
Madhouse is great.
It's great.
And so is the Palace, though, too. The Palace is
I stopped doing the Palace a while ago, but I really had a good time down there. That's always a good crowd.
Because we went down there, J.R. Redwater, I don't know if you know who
he
is.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so he went down there a few months ago, and we did the Palace instead. But
did you have a good time? Because
the Palace was more of a BET room that night.
Oh, okay.
They were expecting more of a
beep, beep, boop. Like I was talking about.
Yeah.
The audience has their hands.
Yeah, on the whole crowd. On that nut. What it is. What you want to give them. No matter what you came out to say, hey, I might want to do one of my normal sets. They have more of their hands. No, I want your dirtiest, gritty, fucking just give me your nut set. You know what I'm saying? That's what they had.
Wow, give me your nutsack.
Let's call them nuts.
You had to even point over at him like, really?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Don't worry, we're going to show it up. All right,
we always look at that like, use the analogy like, it's almost like ordering your set. Like, if that's what you wanted to serve us, we'll take it. But can you put some barbecue sauce on it?
Yeah, yeah, and a little watermelon sprinkles.
Yeah, but please, the Kool-Aid on top.
Did you say watermelon sprinkle? You goddamn racist. No, but I mean, like, to me, like, I know the three best rooms I work. I wouldn't say in California. California, I would say the Ice House is a great room.
Great room, we did it.
Ice House is a phenomenal room, actually.
I love Ice
House. The Laugh Factory, Laugh Factory Hollywood, and Long Beach can be.
I haven't been to Long Beach. What's
Long Beach one is beast.
Is it?
It's
give
really
me Long
beast.
Beach and we'll talk.
And then, no, I'm saying, no.
I've been to L.A. I haven't been in Long Beach.
Long Beach, and then the Improv Melrose.
I like Inside Jokes.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time there, but I only did that once.
It's a phenomenal room.
Yeah, Inside Jokes?
Inside
it's
Jokes.
It's the newest club in Hollywood.
It's inside of a man's Chinese theater.
It's okay. In a big...
It's like three movies being shown and then one comedy show. It's jazzy. Russell Simmons does a Wednesday. Chris Spencer.
That's the night
Mavericks?
I did.
What
I did
about Mavericks? You guys ever been to Mavericks?
Mavericks Flat. You know what I did that right
I
before?
Done that
right
in
before
while.
The holidays.
Let me tell you.
And, I'm sorry. No.
No. Go on. Tell me about it because they owe me a lot of money. So let me go say.
Maverick Flats. Let me tell you. I'm a little younger cat. But I went out with my two older cousins. They about 40. And they was telling me, we're going to go to this spot.
We all looking at each other.
Look.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Wait. Before you go to the story. Wait, hold on. He said they are older cats. They are 40. We all look at each other like, what?
Wait a minute. Let me tell y'all. They like, yeah, man, we going to go to Maverick Flats, man. It be cracking up in there, man. There's some bitches up in there, man. We going to go to Maverick Flats. I get there. I went back into the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah. No, it's really that bad.
Betty
like,
White
you walk in and you hear, wow. Yeah, baby. But no, I like in New York, I'd say definitely, I don't know if you've ever heard of this club, but it's my love, this club is Caroline's. Oh,
yeah. Caroline's.
Caroline's on Broadway is a phenomenal fucking club. And like, they supported me. And right now, this club, now I'm going over with Gotham. Because Gotham has TV show attached,
yes.
And they're also attached to a network. So it's for me. I'm trying to get that next level shit. But like again, I'm saying. And plus we're doing a show.
Correct.
When March 7th.
In Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach. So that one's gonna be a hot show. I'm gonna have it up on the website. We're gonna definitely tweet it out. Oh, and make sure you follow on Twitter, Comedian Shang. So
also, Gerard 21, GERARDFUNNY1, Gerard 21.
Get your Twitter up.
Yeah, let me get it. At Marty McFly, MardyMcFly. Follow your boy.
Oh, they already know it's Asian Butt Thunder.
Asian Butt Thunder.
Yeah, already.
They know.
But see, what you know? What I've actually we've worked together before.
Yeah,
so,
you and Ray worked together before.
Yeah, we've worked together. So. I never work with you.
No, Jason, you'll be working with him on March 7th.
Yeah, but we're going to be working together.
Yeah, on March 7th. So we all be getting it.
Like, and it's going to be a great night. Show. Everybody's going to, put it this way, somebody going to laugh to the point where they pee.
No,
out
we're
their
killing
ass.
Somebody that night.
Somebody dying.
Somebody got to die.
We're heart attack.
Somebody got to die.
Like you said on the flyer, Huntington Beach will never be the same when we leave that mofo that night.
No, yeah, I think it that's the other thing I like when comics do this now, because before we had to depend on the clubs.
Yes.
And if you didn't pass by like the comedy club owner, now I like the fact comics are setting up their own shit.
Correct.
And setting up their own shows. It's just like music, the music game. It's like there's a lot of people.
Yeah, they took their own.
They're like, I'm going to go independent and still be hot.
Yeah,
and
correct.
So I love comics doing that. I think that's great.
4,081 is comedy club people are shady.
Yeah.
Because comedy club people
that's an
are
old
shady.
Reference there,
yeah.
Marty.
So, no, but, Marty can fly.
That's
you
an old in. Over 40 reference.
Over 40. And, well, but
I'm way over 40. Way.
I got a question to ask, being a young, up and coming comic. What advice, you know, because I know
go back to school and get a degree.
Don't do this shit.
Get a job, nigga.
Marry the first girl who tell you she level.
No.
Don't let her go. No.
My advice is balance your funny with your business. Make sure you follow up with that and make sure you get your fan base popping early. If you got a bunch of girls that love to come to the show. See, y'all can't see him because we doing, you know, but he's a good looking young cat. I ain't no homo. I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying, like, if I was in prison, I'd want you to be my cellmate. And, like, if I, yeah.
I would. He would have had his hand on your nuts. If, yeah.
I'm just saying, if we was in jail together, I'd feel the need to have you in the same bunk with me.
Hilarious.
I'm kidding. I like vagina. The point is, I think that you should build up your fan base early. And I would definitely say pay attention to the business side. Definitely work on your funny, but pay attention to the business side as much as you can. Because I see so many comics that started off strong, real funny. And I mean, I still deal with it up and down. And they just fell off business-wise. And they've lost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of money. And there's a comic going through it now that y'all all know that it because he's not as business savvy, and plus he's kind of crazy. Cat Williams.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. What you knew before I said it. Cat Williams has done some crazy shit.
Correct.
And it actually makes people not want to book him. So you right. got to make sure that you don't do nutty mm-hmm. shit. Because I know promoters that'll be like, well, you're even though there. He's funny,
yeah, he's
kind
there.
Of a fucking nut. I don't want to book him. And yeah. I know that for a fact. They're like, look, life's too short. We'll find somebody else. Mike Epps is crazy. Let's book him.
Yes. Which is true.
And Mike Epps is kind of nutty, but I like his nutty.
Yeah, Mike Epps is out there, too.
That's funny.
Mike, I like Mike's nutty. But no, Cat for a minute there, and I'm not hating. Cat for a minute there needed some guidance. You know I'm telling you.
You know what? I love Cat, man. I'm glad of two things, number one. I hate that they had to call it a comeback because as stand-up comics, you know, this is actually a side hustle for everybody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, true. You know, singers and rappers and everybody else who want to do comedy on the side, but even if you're a real comedian who ends up doing movies and shit, you can always do stand-up.
Yeah.
Stand-up
right.
is what you do.
Yeah.
So I hate to see anybody say they retire from stand-up, but I'm glad he's offered, again, a dreaded term for me is comeback.
Yeah, you know, but Cat... Cat
to go anywhere, but I was really nervous for him because I like Cat. You know, we all came...
I know, I know him. We know him. Like, yeah. And so yeah. I'm glad that I heard he did a real good job at Nokia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure that he can
just
do
they did New Year's Eve.
I heard
he had a good set. But what I'm saying is, like, when I talked, what would you say the audience is for them nuts? Would you say comics or
no? Majority of our audience, to be honest with you, are college kids. We have military, and plus we have a lot.
Big
of
shouts out to that U.S. military.
Well, listen, I got to tell everybody out there, I didn't know
yeah,
it was that kind of, if this is that kind of audience, I want you to know something. We appreciate your support here at Them Nuts.
There you go.
Them Nuts. So keep listening. That's all I'm saying. God damn it. I mean, no, Duck Dynasty's real big, so I figured if I...
Yeah, throw a little Duck Dynasty in there.
No, but I right now, the main thing...
I thought he said college students.
Mm-hmm. No, college students... No, college students watch that dumb shit.
No, everybody is watching fucking that
yeah, person. But I'm going to let everybody know. Make sure. I know that I said it like four times, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
Make sure you go to the website to get information about the show we got coming up. It's going to be a hot show. And anybody that's aspiring to do comedy, you're a young cat in the comedy game. I'm telling you right now, work on your funny as much as your business.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that is
number
so
one.
Key.
That's your product.
It's
that's
show
product.
Business. The word business is bigger than the word show.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, that's what I've been... Right now, I had some hard lessons with that shit. You know, working...
That stayed kicking me in my ass my entire career.
Yeah. That side. But the thing about me, and anybody that knows me doing comedy, I my social media game is gangster. So they can't... Even if the industry don't ever want to fuck with me, I'm going to eat until I'm old.
There you go. There
because
you
go. The general public don't buy into all the bullshit... And all that other
yeah,
stuff.
As long
they're
as you
like
got your fan base. You can,
right. If they yeah. think you're funny and they like you and they're like, oh, he's a cool dude. You stay afterwards, sign autographs, and hang out with people. They will follow you until you old. That's why you see some old singers, you know, like, how do you sell out
yeah,
the House
sell
of Blues
the
still? Because their fans don't give fuck about the next hot person. They give
they don't
fuck
care about those other four members not being original. They're glad to go see them. Temptations with one
temptation.
Otis.
Yeah. No, there's only one temptation
Tim.
Left.
Right.
There's just Tim.
There's temporary temptation. Yeah, bass so, out of here.
Okay,
Steve,
nah.
Get on bass. Yeah.
Well, we're about to wrap up Tim Nuts, man, with Shane Forrest.
Okay, we got time.
We got time?
Go. No, I'm saying good time.
we got time
to make it.
No, you got time to make it to your next show, baby. I know you already just did a shout out. Everybody, let's get a little shout out in, and we're gonna close out the show, man. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for coming in from LA, man.
Yeah, man.
Really
it
appreciate
was
you
yeah.
bringing guests and everything in the house.
Yeah, man. I'm really glad.
Very
to be
fun.
Here
if you get a chance, I'm not saying this because you know I work with him and I've done shows. Very funny comic, like classically funny.
I am indeed.
He is indeed, exactly. And he was holding his nuts yeah. while he said that.
I'm MD.
That's gonna be fun working with you, man. It's going to be fun working with you guys. I'm going to see how.
Most definitely, man. We're coming to we're gonna do our thing on March 7th. We're going to get it out live. Matter of fact, I'm going to grab a clip from you guys. If you got something online we can get, or if you want to email us something.
I'll email
we're
you.
We're going to put it in the
I got a new
show,
one I can email
put it
you.
Even
cool.
at
yeah,
the
I
end
just
of the show.
Uploaded some stuff
most
of,
we're just going to put it as audio. We don't need video. We're just going to do audio.
Okay.
We're going to put it out for our guests and our fans to listen to. So, like I said, thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
I know
me.
You guys are busy. I really appreciate you guys coming out for them nuts. Not them. For me. Them nuts.
Yeah, yeah see?
All right. Just, you gotta say nuts with a Z, dude.
Yeah,
nuts with a Z. Because
yeah.
you know
so
you say nuts with
Google,
an S.
Man. Check us out.
Yeah.
Matter of
yeah.
fact, we got the boys in the house, yeah. man. Thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight. Give a little shout out, man, and say goodbye to the people.
All right, yo, man, if you get a chance, make sure you check me out online, Shang. Comedian Shang. There's another Shang, but I'm the other.
What's the other one, a porn star?
No, out of yeah, actually, it's fucked up. No, it's true.
Wow.
Are you bullshitting? Are you,
no,
you didn't know that?
No,
it's true.
You
making it up?
What, you know. Hold on. What's your Twitter account?
Asian Butt Thunder.
Yeah. He knows. Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, he knows the number one follower.
That is the best, worst name I've ever heard in my life.
What's your Pornhub screen name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shang.
Asian Butt Thunder. Yeah. What the fuck made you come up with that?
You know what happened? You know what happened? Because Asian Thunder was taken.
So, you said, I've got to put butt in there somewhere.
Did it come up as
best
one of the
name
things
ever.
You could use?
What's up?
Did it come up like, yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, Asian Thunder is taken.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But you may want to try this one. Asian Butt Thunder. I'll take it. It's available.
No, the funniest, awesome. The best part was like all the Asian spellings were taken. Like A-S-I-A-N, the traditional A-Z-N, they're all taken. So I was like, dude, I got to mix this up. I put a booty in there. That's what happened. Asian Butt Thunder.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
Most def. Hey, yeah. yo, I appreciate you guys coming to the studio. We love it. We're going to sign off, man. This is Them Nuts. You can find us on all social media. That is under Them Nuts with a Z, spelled the right way. Yo, we're out. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Yeah.
Deuces.
A lot of mercy.
Wagwan warrior. Boss it. Pussy boys.
Thank you for listening to Them Nuts Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for new episodes and other Them Nuts productions. Be sure to like and follow us on all the social media networks and Podomatic.com because we have got more to come.